Hare Krishna. Walking away from problems is not the same as running away from them. Sometimes, when there is a problem and a person refuses to deal with that problem, refuses to do anything about that problem, we may say, oh, you are a coward, you are running away from that problem. That's how others may accuse that person. But actually, this is a misunderstanding. There is a difference between walking away from a problem, and there is also a difference from running away from a problem. Running away from a problem means that we feel this problem is too big, I am too small, and we don't have the courage or the commitment to deal with the problem. So that is running away. And running away, Arjuna wanted to run away from the war field, and Krishna did not encourage that. Bhaya drana duparatam mamsyante tvam maharata yesham chutam bahumato bhutva yasya silaghavam. So Krishna, in the second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, tells Arjuna that bhaya drana duparatam, that though the warriors will say, Arjuna is thinking that maybe I will not fight the war. Arjuna is saying, how can I fight against my relatives? And he, when he thinks like this, he says, I will not fight. He says, if you will not fight, then the other warriors will think, bhaya drana duparatam, that you have actually run away because of fear. Bhaya drana duparatam mamsyante tvam maharathaha. Maharatha, the great warriors who are on the opposite side, who are fighting against you, they will say, you have run away out of fear. Yesham chutam bahumato. Yesham chutam bahumato. And they have thought of you as a great warrior till now. Bhutva yasisilaghavam. Those who have thought that, oh, you are a great warrior, now they will think, hey, you have no substance. You are good for nothing. And in this way, they will actually end up they will deride you, they will mock you. And Krishna basically tells Arjuna, don't run away from the fight. So Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita is definitely not advocating running away. But at the same time, Krishna does ask Arjuna to choose his battles. So for example, in 2.14 in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkha daha agama paino nityas tams titikshasva bharata. So he says, tams titikshasva bharata, tolerate. Tolerate what? So tolerate the occurrence of agam apa, you know, that which comes and goes, anityas, that which is temporary. What is that? Matras parishas tu kaunteya, that which comes by the contact of the senses with the sense object. Shitoshna sukha dukkha daha, happiness and distress, pleasure and pain, heat and cold. These things, Krishna says, tolerate them, tolerate them. So tolerating means when decide that, okay, this is not something which I will try to fight. This is not something which I will try to resist. This is not something which I will try to change. This is a battle I will not fight. This is, I will walk away from this. So when one is running away from something, the focus is on fear of that particular thing and just running wherever one can to get shelter because of the fear. But walking away from something means one's focus is on something higher. One's focus is on spiritual purpose, on spiritual reality. And especially in this context, that means one understands that there are bigger battles to be fought. Sometimes we may be in a situation where something is too trivial. You know, suppose, say, we are going in a car and somebody just cuts across us. And then there is a big ruckus. And that person wants to fight with us, shout at us. We want to shout back at that person. And then we have to go for an important meeting in office. We say, just, I won't bother about this. You know, just leave it and go away. So sometimes we may have to let small battles go away. We walk away from small battles so that we can fight bigger battles. So running away means we don't have the courage or commitment to fight a battle. But walking away means we have the intelligence, the discernment to know which battle to fight and which battle to avoid. So Krishna tells Arjuna that, learn to tolerate. Sometimes there may be inconvenience. So we may feel, yeah, I can fight and beat this person. I can defeat this person who is arguing with me. But that argument may not be worth our time. So sometimes there may be some problems in our life which it is not worth fighting over them. So just walk away from them. Not because we can't fight those problems, but simply because we have a higher purpose in life. We have more important things to do in life, and that's why we avoid those battles. So walking away is an intelligent choice. It is a well thought out and intelligently done choice. Whereas running away is a panicky response. We shouldn't run away from problems, but we can walk away from lesser problems, lesser battles, so that we can deal with bigger battles. Thank you. Hare Krishna.